Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. The trolls are at the Wild Center in Tupper Lake. Jen Tremblay Moore has been hanging out with them, and she joins me on the show. All right, what's a troll?
So the trolls here, they are made out of recycled materials, and they're here to save the humans. The exhibit is called Trolls Save the Humans by Thomas Dambo, and they want to teach us how to be better stewards of the environment.
That is awesome. So what's the recycled material? Is it paper? Is it, what is it?
Wood, recycled pallet wood mostly. And then if we need to make any repairs, then we resource it locally and patch it that way. And again, just using all materials that would have otherwise ended up in the landfill.
Yeah. There doesn't seem to be a short supply of wooden pallets.
I see them. It's nice that, you know, we're able to use them and make beautiful sculptures out of them, and then also share a message at the same time.
All right, so where did they come from?
So they're traveling trolls. So they were last in Nebraska, and then I'm not quite sure where they'll be headed next.
They're big, right?
I always say about three of me, so about 15 feet tall.
That must have been a sight to see them being delivered.
You know, the thing with the trolls, though, is that they magically appear in the forest. No, but jokes aside, they came on big trucks.
Yeah.
And then Thomas Dambo, the artist, he had a team that came and helped install them. And then our facilities crew, too, they also had a big hand in it. And so between the two teams, they put the trolls together, and they were assembled within about a week.
Can you talk about this artist?
Thomas Dambo, so he's internationally known. He is Danish, and he has sculptures all around the world. So, and we are fortunate to have the first of his artwork in New York State. So we're really excited about that. You know, he's got permanent sculptures around the U.S. and around the world. But then in New York State, we are the first to have his artwork. So we're really excited about that. And we also have the chance to welcome a permanent sculpture here at the Wild Center, potentially this fall. So we are actively trying to raise funds for that, so that we, you know, again, we can be the first in New York State to have hit a permanent sculpture of Thomas Dambo.
Awesome. Wait, do you mean a troll is going to stay there?
We're hoping so. Yeah, that's the goal. So if we can raise all the funds, hopefully that can happen soon, by the end of this year.
How many trolls are there?
Right now there are six.
Jennifer, is this is it interactive? I mean, you can get your picture taken, I would imagine, with a troll, but is there other components to that?
Yeah, there's one in particular, which is my personal favorite, Ibby Pip. She is on forest music, and so there is a soundscape that was put together specifically just for this troll, and so it's an interactive experience. As you walk along the trail, you see birdhouses that Ibby hung up, and then you go about half a mile around, and she's there with her birdhouses, and you can listen to the music, and it's a really beautiful, interactive, immersive experience.
So they have names.
They do, yeah. There's Ibby Pip, Bassa Bueller, Sophus Lotus, Rania Redeye, Kama Tan, and... Did I say Sophus Lotus already?
You did.
Oh, sorry. I messed up.
But I love hearing it again.
Rosa Sunfinger. That's the sixth one.
Okay. It would be fun if you had a naming contest if you get a troll, unless it comes with a name already.
Oh, that would be fun. The whole idea and design concept is based on the Wild Center, so it's all place-based. And so it'll be fun to see what he comes up with, what sort of troll fits in our space in his mind.
Awesome. Well, I love the message of recycling, for sure.
Yeah. So it's really mission-aligned, this exhibit with the Wild Center, because it, you know, the trolls are here to teach us to be more conscious of how we treat our environment, you know, the things that we consume, what we throw away, what we reuse, all of those things. And that's something that the Wild Center teaches as well.
They can find you online, Jen, right?
Yes, wildcenter.org/trolls.
How long?
They'll be here through October 31st.
Hey, Jen, thank you so much. I appreciate this. And we'll put up a link on our Facebook page as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Trolls are at the Wild Center in Tupper Lake. A lot of other good stuff there as well. Enjoy, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.